looking back through the files of the Bunyip at the Gawler Heritage Centre in the bottom of the beautiful Gawler Civic Centre underneath the old Institute building. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay. It's
good to be back. Our listeners may not know, I've been away for 3 weeks, so we're doing a little bit of a catch-up here, but yes. It's always good to go away, and it's always great to come home.
It's always nice to have had that break, though.
Oh, yes. It was a road trip to Sydney for me, so I had a ball. Very relaxing, although I did all the driving, like I went on my own, but it was a really great trip, and I'm glad I did it. So, anyway, here we are, back, looking back through the files of the Bunyip 150 years ago, and today's edition is Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022. Williston Parklands. We find that the long-delayed business of appropriating the parklands at Williston to some purpose of use or ornament is at length attracting attention. When the township was laid out in 1849, the unappropriated strips of land were left to the inhabitants to be laid out as promenades, shrubberies, or whatever the future inhabitants may decide upon. A belt of land extends along the north bank of the river from Mrs. Tully's farm at its western extremity to the north road at the east end near allotment number 85. This constitutes the town land of Williston and is of a considerable width at one part. The shrubberies just made me think about Monty Python. I nearly laughed there and I thought, oh, I better not do that. Shrubberies. Okay, 150 years ago, so that would have been
1870-something.
Anyway, I can't do maths at this time of day. I can't do maths at any time of day. What am I talking about?
1872, I think, isn't it? 150?
Yes. Yep. Yes, you're right. It's 25 years or 23 years after it was first handed over. Yes. So it was about time they did it.
Yes, it was. Yes. Well, it's beautiful, the Williston, along the river in Williston.
It is really
lovely.
Lovely
walking area. So 100 years ago, a football incident. Williston players promised a good go in their meeting at football with the South Gawlers on the Gawler Oval last Saturday. But the most emotional did not foresee the excitement that was to take place in the third quarter. Up to this period, the Red and Blues were more than holding their own with the Souths, but a regrettable mistake by the Williston skipper threw away their chances, and the last quarter closed with the Blue and Whites running rings around their opponents. No brief is held for Mr. Riley, the Williston skipper, but the public made too much of what is frequent occurrence on the football field, the spilling up of an opponent who is beating one for the ball. I don't understand much of that.
I was hoping you would understand. What's the spilling up of...
I have no idea. I'd have to ask someone like Rob, who knows a bit more about football than me.
Well, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Don't know much about football.
No. And, of course, 100 years ago, that could mean anything.
Terms could have changed entirely since then.
I had visions of people spilling out onto the oval, a bit like the guy from, was it Manapara, Davern Park, that got... banned for 6 years because he ran out onto
the oval last week
he got carried away in his drunken merriment of being an avid Port supporter, and everyone else in Port's thinking, oh, my God. We don't want to know him. 50 years ago, $600 raised in 3 months. In less than 3 months, the Gawler RSL has raised almost $600 for hall improvements and new facilities. The money has been raised in various ways, by donations, beer tickets, quizzes and competitions. On May 18, the Gawler RSL Executive Committee appointed a special subcommittee to investigate ways of revitalising membership and raising money to improve facilities.
$600 was probably quite a bit.
Quite a bit. I'm just trying to think.
50 years ago, 20 cents would buy you a pie and a drink. So
yeah, true.
Let's see how many.
So 50 years, that'd be 72.
Yeah, I remember when I was in grade six, kids complaining that they could no longer get a pie and a drink for 20 cents, just a pie. So I see how I can contextualise that.
Oh, God, I can remember when penny sticks were actually pennies. I can actually remember pennies.
I don't remember. Mum and Dad had bags of old currency, though. They held on to it.
It's still legal tender.
Is it?
You could actually still use, if you went in...
to a bank?
Most shops wouldn't accept them, but you can actually take whole coinage into banks and they will exchange it for current currency.
They kept the round 50-cent coins.
Yeah. Well, they're still legal tender, but they're solid silver too, almost solid silver. Yeah. My mum has quite a stack of them, which she collected a lot of coins over the years.
I have got a half sovereign, which I wouldn't get rid of. Yeah. It's a bit of a family treasure, that one.
Yeah, I've got a full sovereign. But I had it put into a setting so I could actually wear it, and then a friend really told me off for wearing it. You shouldn't be wearing that because you'll devalue it because it's against your skin, blah, blah, blah. And then I got sunburnt, and right where I got sunburnt, ever since then, my skin has always been super sensitive, so it must have just triggered something in the skin. Anyway, we digress.
We do. So, 25 years ago, mid-air drama for local man. Galloway's businessman and frequent flyer, David Moore, had a plane trip last week he will never forget. David assisted three other passengers on a Qantas jet to subdue passengers who'd run amok and was threatening. So there's a little grammatical error there. Was threatening the safety of all aboard the flight from Adelaide to Brisbane. The plane was about 30 minutes out of Brisbane and flying through some turbulence when a passenger at the rear of the aircraft started to moan and shout abuse, then leapt out of his seat and began punching overhead lockers on both sides of the plane. So the passengers, plural, should passenger. Be passenger singular.
Yeah, that'd be a bit traumatic, wouldn't it?
It would be, yes. It sounds like it was probably a mental health thing, but yeah, it would be scary to other passengers.
Yeah. 10 years ago, Australia's top truckie, in his push to adopt a fuel-efficient driving style, local man Chris Sanders has proved he is the nation's top truckie. A global competition has put Mr. Sanders up against seven of Australia's most skilled truck drivers, challenging the group to drive in the most fuel-efficient manner under realistic traffic conditions. I won the state round a bit over a month ago, Mr. Sanders said. I know, Chris. Mm. He's tied up with Sanders Fodder Store.
Of course, yeah, they're just down the road from us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just around the corner. Nice family, great family.
Yeah, related to the family of one of Angus's school friends.
Oh, right. Friends. Being good citizens too.
Yes. Okay, so to the Gawler now and then. Old Fellows Procession, 1987. So that's recent. I think it should be 1887. It does not look like 1987 to me.
Odd Fellows. 19, yeah, no.
I think there may be a typo there. Lodge of Odd Fellows float in procession commemorating Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee.
I think, yes.
I think there could be a problem with the date. Pictured are Alex P. Forgy, W.E. Pope, James Paternoster, William Skews, H. Freak, Frank Wright, C. Curtis, O. Rice, William Rowe Lewis, Thomas Main, Alex Stewart, Senior, James Fogie and Donald James MacDonald. So we do know that Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee was not in 1987.
We do. It's the hundreds, whatever. Yes.
And it's a lovely old photo.
Yeah.
So that wraps it up.
That wraps it up for this.
The third.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you, Kay. For all life.